listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya to lead in Homasqueam Mustayo.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bepi Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Bepi Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
just a minute, let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hang over. And you're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
can't do it.
CITR.
You're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homosquim, Mustail.
8.
You're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and Nardwar, the human serviette radio show.
Seven shopping days left until Christmas, Colonel Steve Austin suddenly remembers he has not bought any gifts for his friends and relatives. He decides to go to Geffner's, the large department store downtown.
CITR.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for something in perfumes.
Any particular fragrance?
I thought you might be able to suggest something.
Well, there certainly is a large variety to choose from.
I can see that. What's all that commotion about?
That's where the store Santa Claus holds court. Probably some kid didn't get what he wanted and he's registering a complaint.
Sounds more serious than that.
Hey, stop that, man! He stole my Christmas present! Hey, you, stop!
Watch it, mister. This is a crowded store. Someone could get hurt.
Sorry, pal. I'm in a hurry.
I understand. Christmas rush.
Yeah, well, I gotta run.
Hey, mister, give me my Christmas present.
Go away.
Give it to me.
Come on, kid. Go away.
What seems to be the problem?
He stole my Christmas present. The one that Santa Claus gave me.
Look, pal, she's my daughter. I wanted to surprise her. Now she's gonna ruin the whole thing.
He's not my father. Give me my present.
I think you better give it to her.
Get out of my way.
Put that gun away. Someone could get hurt.
Not if you leave me alone. Now stand aside. I'm walking out of here.
Well, you're not.
Later, at the Office of Scientific Intelligence, Colonel Steve Austin is in a security conference with his boss, Oscar Goldman.
Good thing you called me in on this, Steve.
When I grabbed that guy, he dropped the package and it broke open. I could see the thing inside was no ordinary Christmas present. That's why I picked it up and got it to you.
Steve, you seem to have a talent for finding trouble. But in this case, you may have stumbled on a major espionage ring.
An espionage ring?
Steve, the man you fought with in the department store is Harrison Fredericks. For a long while, he's been known to be a free agent in the espionage market, selling his services to the highest bidder. But what is even more interesting to us is what he was carrying in that package.
What was it?
It was an electronic fuel cell for our latest attack missile, the SYR-9.
The SYR-9? I thought that was out in California. No one is supposed to know about it.
Someone does, Steve. And I have an idea how we can break this ring.
I'm all ears.
I'm going to need you for this. I don't mean to put you in an awkward position, but I don't have any other way to go about it.
Break it to me gently, Oscar.
Steve, After Fredericks was arrested, we suspected that the man playing Santa Claus at the department store was being used as a go-between for moving the stolen parts.
Did you bring him in?
About 20 minutes ago. He's clean, Steve. He doesn't know a thing. He probably wasn't involved at all. Just gave out the gifts to kids in line.
Which means a dead end.
Not necessarily. If he were to take a few days off and be replaced by another Santa who could keep a trained eye on things, we may get lucky.
Who did you have in mind?
Why, you, of course.
Mr. Marsh?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Steve Austin, the new Santa Claus for the toy department.
I can't see why they hired you. No belly, no beard. You need a total makeup job. I don't know whether or not you'll be convincing.
The man in the office upstairs said to report to you.
Yes, I see.
Where do I change?
In the locker room at the back. Yours is number 13. You'll find a red suit and beard in the locker.
Thanks.
This is Maris. We may have some trouble. No, a new Santa Claus. The other guy got sick or something. No, I just think that it's strange that this new guy shows up after that guy, Fredericks, gets arrested. I don't know. He may be an undercover agent. He doesn't look like a professional Santa Claus. Yeah, well, if there are any problems, what should I do? Are you sure? I've never done that before. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
I think I need some more padding around the middle.
Well, let's fix that beard first. Here we go. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, just go out there and hand out the gifts. Make sure you take them from the pile on the left.
On the left?
Yeah. And don't get it confused or you may be out of a job.
Hey, don't I know you?
Of course, everyone knows me. I'm Santa Claus.
There's no such person as Santa Claus.
Then who am I?
I think you're the man who was here the other day. The one who tried to get my present back for me.
I'm Santa Claus.
I told you there's no such person.
Then what are you doing on my lap?
I want a present.
But you got one the other day.
No, I didn't. The police took it. I want another one.
Okay, here you go.
No, I want it from that pile.
Those are for later. I can't give you those now.
Santa, that's quite all right. Give the little girl a gift from the pile she wants.
I thought you said...
Just do as I say.
Hello?
Oscar, it's your favorite Santa Claus.
Steve, how are things going?
I think I'm onto something, Oscar. Do you remember that little girl who accused Fredericks of stealing her present yesterday?
Yes, her name was Sandy.
That's right. She came by again today for another gift. The boss of the department, Maris, insisted that I give her a box from a different pile of gifts.
What do you make of it, Steve? Could the child be involved?
I'd hate to think so, but at this point I think we have to consider every possibility.
Get back to me as soon as you need the troops.
I will. Goodbye, Oscar.
Don't turn around, Mr. Austin. If you make one move, it'll be your last.
I don't understand.
I have a revolver pointed at your back, and I'm an expert shot.
Listen, Mr. Maris, I like a joke as much as the next man.
This is no joke, Mr. Austin. I suspected from the very beginning you might be an undercover agent. Now, my suspicions are confirmed. I heard every word of your telephone call.
Then you are the man behind the espionage ring.
No questions, Mr. Austin. Therefore, no answers.
Which means you don't know who the head of the outfit is. I didn't think you had the brain power for the job.
Enough of this. I don't have to listen to anymore.
I'll bet you get from every side. But tell me, where does the girl Sandy fit into this?
She knows nothing. She just serves as a messenger.
That's a great job for a kid of her age.
Quiet! You've spoken your last word. I have no alternative. I must kill you.
Don't be a fool, Maris. Federal agents are surrounding the building right now.
By then, it'll be too late. Goodbye, Mr. Austin.
Steve, are you all right?
Just fine, Oscar. Our man here isn't the top of the line.
Don't worry about that. I had a hunch you might need help, and I had one of our men on the scene. He followed the little girl out of the store, and she led us right to Mr. Big. And we grabbed him, just as she handed him another one of the missing fuel cells, wrapped up in a Christmas package.
And I guess that ties it all up.
Looks that way.
Wait a minute. There's one more thing.
What's that, Steve?
I owe a little girl a Christmas present.
You're listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.
And the noble ones get swept away by wishful desires unknown to their prayers, and the saints fall down from their pure high tops while this world's slowing down and the time stops. Written poems of souls, angels laugh really loud, spitting thoughts to our heads from their shiny bright cloud. Was this life worth of trying this hard? Those who can't find the answer go back to the start. those who can't find the answer go back to the start.
We'll be right back. comes with it. I get it.
And you're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show.